With your permission, I started this week to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. It's halacha, the way it is in the Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit, it's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, that the last day of Chag HaSukkot, we start to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. And this is the simple reason for that, is because this is the time for the rain. Even though that it's mainly in Eretz Israel, that rain comes only in the winter time. I wouldn't say the most of it, the big part of the world, rain comes in the summertime as well. But because in Eretz Israel, rain comes only in the winter time, and if you can say winter starts, not exactly, but maybe winter is going to start very soon, and therefore in Shmini Atzeret, that's what the Mishnah says, when we start to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, it means this is time for rain. It's not a request, the Gemara says. The request is when we say V'ten Talu Matar Livracha, Pnei Adama, please God give rain for blessing. Which is mentioning Hashem's power, that Hashem can give us rain. And the reason why we do it on Shmini Atzeret, because this is before the season, the winter season. And that's the halacha that you have to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. Again, it's not time for rain yet. Again, we're talking about mainly in Eretz Israel. Still, because the winter is coming up, and in Eretz Israel, the rain is only in the winter time. Chaim said that you should start saying Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. This is the halacha, that's the dry halacha. But this halacha is so strict that if someone forgets to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, and you don't say anything, really you should say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. But if you forgot to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, so if you don't say anything, you just continue. Mechayim etim atah rab loshia. Mechalkel chayim bechesed. He didn't say not Morid HaGeshem. Neither. No Morid HaTzar. Nothing. Then you have to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Means even though the death halacha of Mashiva Morid HaGeshem, this is just to mention Hashem's power that He gives us rain. This is the death halacha is so strict that you must say that. Even though it's not time for rain yet, even at Neretz Yisrael, the Gemara said, you don't start to say, V'ten Talu Matar, please give us rain, till Zayin Machashvan, 2 weeks later, after we start Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. On Zayin Machashvan, we start Neretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, they will start Mashiva V'ten Talu Matar Livracha on December 5th, December 4th, sometimes. Still, the halacha is, you got to mention Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. This is why I have to mention Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. They forget it's Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, it means you didn't pray. It means you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. I said this is just to mention Hashem's power. That Hashem gives rain. It's really, it's not time for rain yet. Nevertheless, that's the halacha. You make sure that you said Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. Ask that you say Morid HaTzar in the summertime, if it does say, that if a person forgets Morid HaGeshem, it doesn't matter, as long as it said Morid HaTzar, it's also good. As Josh Rashkin, as the way they pray in this Beit HaKnesset, they don't say Morid HaTzar in the summertime. It means they omit everything in the summertime. So now, in these couple of weeks, that we have to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, somebody will just omit Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem and forget to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. And he doesn't say Morid HaTzar. And again, the halacha is, he has to say Shmoneh Esrei again. That's the halacha. Again, the question is, if Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem is just to mention Hashem's strength, as Hashem gives us rain, why this is so crucial, if you forget to say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, you got to see Shmoneh Esrei again. I understand. If you get to say Alev Yavor, today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Alev Yavor. I understand you have to say again Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because today, tonight is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh, not tonight, I'm sorry. Today is Rosh Chodesh, during the daytime. You forgot to say Rosh Chodesh, it says today is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, fine. You got to say Rosh Chodesh. I understand. It's time for rain. תעשה ותן תלום מטר. תוקד תעשה ותן תלום מטר, תעשה 18 again, I understand. משיב הרוח מוריד הגשם, is just we mention Hashem's strength, what Hashem does, but we don't request for it. It's not time for it yet. It's going to be time for it. It's going to be time for it, I understand that if you don't say it, you have to repeat Shmone Esra. But today, and the next week, it's not time for rain yet. It is, we're just mentioning Hashem's power that He blows the wind, gives us the rain. But it's really, it's not time for rain. So why, if I forget to say Mashiach Vada Geshem, I have to repeat Shmone Esra. It's not time for rain yet. It's going to be time for rain. We're just mentioning right now. If I forget, the halacha is no. If you forgot to say Mashiach Baruch Hu Moed HaGeshem, it's like you didn't pray. You have to say the whole Shmona Esrei again.
In all the
Tfilot? All the Tfilot. Besides, for us, that we say Morid HaTal, then we don't have to repeat. But to Zachash, the way the prayer in this Knesset, that's the halacha. If you don't say Morid HaTal, and you don't say Mashiach Baruch Hu Moed HaGeshem, you have to repeat. And the question is, it's not time for rain, the Gemara says. That's why we don't ask for rain. We don't say the 10 Talon Matal Ebracha in Yat Yisrael until the next Shabbat, it's going to be Zayin v'Mar Cheshvan, or in Chutzla, 60 days after the season of the winter. But again, it's not time for rain yet. In America, there's no time for rain for the next 60 days. Until December 5th, you don't say Mashiva, you don't say Vetenta Romatar, you don't ask for rain. Nevertheless, Mashiva Managoshim, you got to say. And if you forget, it means you didn't pray. The question is again, why? It means I didn't pray. This is just to mention Hashem's power. So I didn't mention. It's not a request. Also, the way the Gemara and the Mishnah put it in Masechet Ta'anit, Mashiv Baruch Hu Moed HaGeshem, Chachamim decided to put it in the first section of Shmona Esrei. In the second bracha, Atah Gibor L'Olam Hashem, Mechayim Mitim Atah Rab L'Hashem, Mashiv Baruch Hu Moed HaGeshem. But again, this is, cannot be a request, maybe, because it's being mentioned in the first and the second section of Shmona Esrei. Chachamim decided, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, to put it in the second section of Shmona Esrei, to tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is strong, He blows the wind, and He brings the rain down. Again, it's a very nice thing to say that. It's a very nice thing that Chachamim decided we should say about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, there's a lot of things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Of course, I do need rain. But the rain I'm going to ask in a special bracha and barech aleinu. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain, v'ten talo matah lebracha. I said, what's the necessity to mention Hashem's power that gives us rain? What's the necessity to mention it? Why it's so important? I understand rain is important. But why we have to mention it, and we have to mention it ahead of time, so-called before the real winter starts. And this is Parasha, we'll find also something about the rain. This is Parasha, the Torah tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam HaRishon, nothing grew. Nothing grew, and the reason that nothing grew, because there was no rain. Adam HaRishon was created, was put in Gan Eden, and this was on Friday. And that Friday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not, till that Friday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring rain. It means like this, on Tuesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told earth to bring out some grass, some fruits, but they did not grow really outside. They did not grow. It says they came out, but it did not cover earth. It means when you looked at earth, you didn't see a carpet of grass. You just saw little things coming from the ground. Like after you take a haircut. Only like little hair. And the fruit as well, you didn't see real fruits. When the whole thing started to bloom and to grow, when Adam HaRishon was created, says the Torah, Adam Ma'in Avot Adamah, Adam HaRishon was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for him to pray. He was created, and he was standing and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rain. I don't know how did he know to ask for rain. But that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything on hold. Nothing grew until Adam HaRishon is coming, and he is going to pray. If you will not pray, will not rain. Will not rain, nothing will grow. It means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have bring out all the fruit and the grass, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided not to let, if we may say, earth to bring out fruits and grass until Adam HaRishon is going to pray for rain, and the rain is going to make them grow. It means, of course, they can grow without rain. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that everything is going to grow because of the rain, but the rain will not come until Adam HaRishon will pray. So says the Gemara, that this is what happened. On the first Friday, Adam HaRishon was created. He was put in Gan Eden. He went to Gan Eden. He saw the trees and the grass. Nothing grew. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rain started to come down. Rain started to come down. Then everything grew in Gan Eden. Then he was able to eat the fruits and to walk on the grass. Until that moment, nothing grew. Just came. This is the Gemara. Just things came out from the ground. Was standing on the edge of the ground. But the ground was not covered with grass the way grass should cover the ground, and fruits again did not grow in to the extent that Adam HaRishon could eat from the fruits. So this is the concept that we find in this is Parashat Bereshit. Again, maybe it's coincidence that you know, the Parashat Bereshit talks about praying. This is mainly. This is the root that we find in the Torah about praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's about the rain. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, if you may say, Adam HaRishon to pray, in order for him to bring rain down. The rain came down, and then everything grew. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made that everything will grow without rain. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that rain is going to be the cause of everything to grow and bloom from the ground. But rain will not come unless Adam HaRishon will pray. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the rain from coming down, if you may say, waited for Adam HaRishon to pray. He prayed, rain came down, everything grew. That's the schedule, that's how it was on creation. We find in the Torah a few other times that people pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, Abraham prayed, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, Yaakov prayed. As the Torah tells us, there are other occasions that doesn't say in the Torah. But again, over here it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to pray for it. For rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to pray for it. It's not an automatic thing that you should expect, you know, next week it is going to be rain. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Adam HaRishon to pray for the rain to come. It doesn't say in the Torah, in any other place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for somebody to pray to him. Here it's mentioning in the Torah that Adam HaRishon was expected to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring rain until Adam HaRishon prayed. And when he prayed, rain came. When rain came, everything grew. And the question is, why rain is so important? Not only that, that's the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam HaRishon to pray for. I said Adam HaRishon came to this world, to this universe, and everything was ready, if we may say, so-called for him. Everything was ready. He had everything ready. Besides, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to pray for rain. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he needs to pray for rain? Why don't you ask him also to pray for the sun, for the moon, for the water, everything? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Adam HaRishon to pray in order to bring rain? What rain is so important HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to give it to him, like he gave it to him everything else? You might say it, all the animals and all the creatures HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before in order Adam HaRishon to have pleasure from those creatures, if he wants to use them for anything. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu may Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, in order for him to come to this world, that everything is ready. This is one of the reasons HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon the last creature on earth. When he's going to wake up, he's going to see everything is ready. You have the house, everything is ready for you. And says, besides, says the Torah, says the Gemara, rain. Rain HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give you unless you pray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to make the sun. If the Rishon wants light, that is saying from Moshe Sam, this Baruch, I need light. There's no light, no electricity in the house. It's a blackout. Moshe says, okay, 1 second, here is the sun. But this Baruch did not wait for Adam Rishon to ask and pray for light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared the light ahead of time. Adam Rishon was created, he saw the light. It says, why again, Geshamim, rain, if Sarah Gemur did not want to give, unless Adam Rishon is going to pray for them. So if you planted those trees, you told earth to bring out grass and trees, so let them live. It says, no, they won't live, they'll die. Unless it can rain. I will not give rain unless we will pray. It says the whole creation is not waiting for Adam Rishon to pray for the creation. Everything is running. Like a clock, a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, everything is running. Rain is not going to come, so why rain is not going to come? Why rain is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu expected Adam Rishon to pray in order for him to bring the rain? Let him bring the rain, Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the problem with the rain? Rashi says like this, the Gemara tells us, that Mashiv Baruch Mel HaGeshem, we mention it in the second bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, that this bracha ends, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMetim. Mechayeh HaMetim. Mechayeh HaMetim, really, the Kavanah that he says, that what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to revive the dead one. To revive the dead ones. L'chayot. L'chayat ha-metim. L'chayat ha-metim. L'chayat ha-metim. In this bracha of L'chayat ha-metim, Chachamim said you should mention also Hashem's power by bringing rain. This is Gemara Gadol Yom HaGshamim Ki Yom L'chayat ha-metim. This is rain. When rain comes down, of course, throughout is nothing. The Gemara says you should know the day that it's raining outside is like the dead ones are coming out of the grave. That's how great, says the Gemara, the day of the rain. We take it just, you know, for granted. You know, it's raining, fine, not raining, okay. The Gemara said, no, you should know rain is like Chiyat HaMetim. Therefore, Harim came and said that Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, we're going to put in the tefillah in the second paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, that paragraph ends, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMetim, because rain, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, is something very comparable to the revival of the dead ones. The question is, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean, dead ones are going to revive? It's the biggest miracle ever. The way it's being described in the Torah, in the Tanakh, the way the Gemara tells us, Yechezkel Navi was brought to a valley. The Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what do you see? He said, I see a lot of bones. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, do you think these bones can revive? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu did revive, according to the Midrash, 200,000 people in a minute stood up. Says, 200,000 people were standing up by a miracle. Says, nobody believed that this a bone can all of a sudden get up and it's going to be a person. So you expect rain to be as big miracle as reviving dead ones? How is it possible? Says the Gemara, yes, that's what it is. Therefore, Chachamim came and put Mashiv HaRuach HaGeshem in the second paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei to tell you, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMetim, it goes on Mashiv HaRuach HaGeshem as well. This is something very similar to revive the dead ones. The question is, what is really behind it? Thing that rain is so important. And again, it's important that you have to say that even though it's not time for winter yet, if you forget to say Shmoneh Esrei, you did not say Morid Atah, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And then in the time also, we say something that we don't say in the summertime. And then Nusach Sfarad says, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, he said, blow the wind and bring rain. We don't say in the summertime, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaTal. Blow the wind and bring the dew down. Maybe dew doesn't have to have wind, something that rain might need in order for the rain to bring, in order for the rain to come down, you need a wind to blow the clouds maybe. So maybe this is the answer. We say, Mashiva Ruach, please, God Almighty, you are bringing wind, and you're bringing rain, because wind is necessary for the rain to come. That is a simple explanation. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit says something like this. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit says, on the pasuk that we see in Shema Yisrael, Ve'atzar et ha-shamayim ve'lo yiyeh matar. As the Gemara, Ve'atzar et ha-shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch is going to stop and the sky. Ve'lo yiyeh matar, it's not going to be rain. Says the Gemara, of course, if it says Ve'atzar et ha-shamayim, it's not going to be rain. Why the repetition? If it says Ve'atzar et ha-shamayim, of course it means there's going to be no rain. Why do you need two statements? The Gemara, Ve'atzarat HaShemayim, really goes on the wind. It doesn't go on the rain. Ve'atzarat HaShemayim, says the Gemara, it's going to be no wind. That's the Kavanah. The Gemara says that you should have, and you say, Shema Yisrael, Ve'atzarat HaShemayim, it doesn't mean no rain, it means no wind. Ve'lo yamata'a, it's not going to be rain. It's two things. The Gemara, what is the wind? The Gemara, the wind makes everything grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on creation such a thing. If somebody is going to ask you why this grows, that thing grows beautiful. It has the good taste because the wind blows on it. And the wind is something that's necessary for everything to grow. And outside the Shema, if Chas V'Shalom, you're not going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, outside the Shema, there's going to be no wind. It means they will not grow well. The fruits and the vegetables, the wheat and the barley, says the Gemara, will not grow well. So that's really the power. This is what the wind is all about. The wind helps everything to grow. That might be that it says this is Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem. It's not just the wind brings the rain. It's maybe in a way the wind has a tremendous power to give the right taste and the right size, and to make the fruits come the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to come out, and this is something necessary for us, and that's what Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem, it means it's the winter time, and everything is going to plow and seed, and you want everything to grow. He said, Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem, it means really the wind is playing a big role, helping everything to grow. But again, the question is, what's the secret behind it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this on creation. The wind is going to blow the fruits, the vegetables, the wheat, the barley. In order for them to grow, you need wind. You don't need, why I need wind? I don't need wind. Yes?
We daven all year round, not only when we need to. So why don't we say Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem all year?
Right. Again, that was the first question. We should have said it, especially in Chutz La'aretz, that you have rain all year round. That was the question that I asked before. You should see Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem all year round.
Right.
In Eretz Israel, I said in the beginning that this is not a good question because in Israel the rain comes only in the winter time. This in the summertime is not rain in Eretz Israel. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah said. In Israel we don't say Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem because rain is only during the winter time. So what it means is before the season that is going to bring us rain, we say Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem because that's the season. On Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we stop saying Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem because it's no more rain supposed to come. This is the end of the rain of the season that brings us rain. Therefore, the Mishnah said, in the summertime, we don't say Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem. But again, this applies to Israel only. It doesn't apply to others, to the rest of the world. The rest of the world, most of the rest of the world, they have rain in the summertime as well. Right? That's what the question was. That's the same Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem the whole year round. Because really it is rain all year round. That was the question.
But if you get too much rain, can you stop then?
Well, the Gemara says that you have to be careful like this. The Gemara says a story about Choni HaMe'ager. There was a time there was no rain. And he made a circle, he stood in the circle, and he said, I swear I will not come out of the circle until it's going to rain. It started to rain, and it started to rain a little bit, then he asked for more, and it started to get more, and then it was like a little flood. It was in the time of Bet HaMikdash, second Bet HaMikdash. And people say to him, listen, it's too much rain now, we have a flood already. I mean, it's good for insurance, but you know, it's we don't need it anymore. And Chonim Maragel said to them, it's a very sensitive situation right now. I said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you say, I have too much money already, I don't want so much money, that Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away from you. So the Gemara, the same thing applies to rain. Even if it's raining so much, rain is bracha, says the Gemara. We'll get to it, what it means. You cannot tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop giving me rain. Even though it's flood, the basement is flooded, he says, stop the rain. Too much rain, you can't go shopping, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara, the Dam Yisrael came to Chonia Me'agel and told him, listen, we can't take it. So Chonia Me'agel said, okay, bring me a bull. He put his hand on the bull. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't know what they want from you. They really don't cooperate with you. And they're not talking with sense to you. I'm begging you, stop the rain. I know it's not right. This is the Gemara says, Masechet Tani. He says, I know it's not right. You're not allowed to pray. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, it's called Baracha. And you feel it's too much. But, he says, these people, these Am Israel, they don't know what they want. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm begging you, stop the rain. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop the rain. Right.
But right. Didn't you say, Rabbi, you said the time that the rain only came Friday night, and I think twice a week?
Right, the Gemara said, it's a big town. Victoria or Makosh, that means the Gemara said that twice. Which is Tuesday night and Friday night, the people are staying home. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the rain only twice a week, then people, it's not going to bother the people. Right.
And it happens?
Right. The Torah says that if you fulfill the mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it. Probably when Am Yisrael kept the Torah and kept all the halachot, probably this happened. So we see that this subject of the rain is a very sensitive subject. It's not just we say Hashem Baruch Hageshem. The Chachamim came and told us to say Hashem Baruch Hageshem just to mention Hashem's name. You see, this halachot is a very complicated halachot. And also the idea about to say Hashem Baruch Hageshem, also the way the Gemara put it, is something like revival the dead ones. Like Tchiyat HaMetim, we see this is a powerful thing. Moshe Baruch Hageshem. Also the way the Mishnah, that's the Halacha and the Rambam, that's the way the Mishnah puts it. I mean, that's always called Masechet Ta'anit, one of the Masechet of the Shas, that the Chachamim used to do Ta'anit, to make a fast for the rain to come. Of course, the explanation means that you don't have rain, then you're not going to have water. You're not going to have water, it's going to be a drought. It's not going to be a drought, everybody's going to die, they might die from thirst. So therefore, you know, it can say that's what the Mishnah really means, that you need to have rain in order to survive. And therefore, this Ta'anit. But it doesn't say clearly, I mean, of course it does, but it doesn't say as clear, let's say, you don't have what to seed. Let's say you have a lot of rain, but you don't have those seeds to seed. It doesn't say if you do Ta'anit. Ta'anit mainly. Again, the Mishnah said for other things as well. This is the Gemara said we do Ta'anit. But again, the main concept of Ta'anit, what we call voluntarily Ta'anit, is on rain. But it's no rain. Again, if this is just because rain is necessary for everything to grow, let's say you seeded and nothing grew, there's no Ta'anit for that. Let's say all the farmers sit there and there was rain and something happened. It doesn't grow. You don't have Ta'anit for that. Main Ta'anit is, the fast is for lack of rain, that you don't have rain. And this is the base of this Gemara, of this Gemara Mishnah, Masechet Ta'anit. So it's not just because lack of rain will not let everything grow. Obviously, rain is something very important that I must have rain. And if I don't have rain, then I have to do Ta'anit. Again, this is something that really fits with the statement of the Gemara, that rain is like Tchiyat HaMetim. You see, it's a powerful thing that the rain comes down. But Hashem, this Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. That's the next month called Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, that's the way we call it. Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, most of the Chachamim, they say Mar Cheshvan, it's not because Cheshvan is bitter. It's Mar Cheshvan because the rain comes on Chodesh Cheshvan. And we welcome the rain. It's called Mar, Mister. Cheshvan is coming. I call him Mister because the rain is coming. So this month is an important, we give respect to this month. Again, it's mainly in Eretz Israel, of course, that we start to say B'ten Talom Matali Baracha on Zayin Mar Cheshvan, on the seventh day of Cheshvan. This is a thing in Motzei Shabbat, next Motzei Shabbat, I think. But we call it Mar Cheshvan not because it's bitter, and not because it's not a sweet month. Mar Cheshvan, most of the Chachamim say the reason we call this month, this coming month, Mar Cheshvan, because of that concept of the rain is going to come down and we welcome the rain. Again, the rain is a very important thing, so we have to welcome him. So therefore, we put the word Mar before the word Cheshvan, like Mr. Cheshvan is coming. Call him Mr. Cheshvan, is an important entity. And the important entity of this month, Cheshvan, is because this month is the beginning of the season that's going to bring us rain. Again, rain is a very important thing. But again, to say that this, I'm going to call the month Mar Cheshvan because of the rain, it is just because rain is important. I don't think this is sufficient to add, if we may say it. I mean, it's not Tfilah, it's not Torah. But still, it's our custom to call the next month Mar Cheshvan. Mr. Cheshvan is coming. So why Mr.? Because rain is going to come. So rain is going to come. Therefore, I have to call it Mr. This is the other important month in the Jewish calendar, and you don't call them Mr. This month, we call it Mr. Cheshvan. Some Chachamim say that Chodesh Cheshvan, you don't have a holiday on Chodesh Cheshvan. This is the holiday itself, but the rain is coming down. That's why Chodesh Cheshvan, you don't need rain. Some Chachamim say that the third Beit HaMikdash is going to come down on Chodesh Cheshvan.
You don't need holiday.
Okay. Right, you don't need holiday. I said you don't need rain. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't need a holiday. Because this is the month of the rain. So that thing is by itself, it's already a holiday. It's called Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It is the month of the holiday. Which holiday? It is the holiday of the rain. You see, this is the concept of rain is very important. And again, some Chachamim say that to Chodesh Cheshvan, the third Beit HaMikdash will come down. I don't know, it's good, I don't say it's good, it's not a good statement, but what's really behind it? What's behind this rain, and behind this statement of the Gemara that rain is something very powerful?
But it's related to God, and it's one of the three things that he kept for himself.
Right, God kept it for himself, right. The Gemara says, Mafteach Shamim. Right. The Gemara says that God doesn't let people to bring the rain.
So the connection, therefore, would make it that much more important.
Well, the question is, what's behind it? Right. The question is, what's really behind it? Why it's so important? I'm always holding back the key for the rain.
Again,
the key for life is not because of the rain itself. The key for our life is water, maybe. Today we have Coca-Cola, we have orange juice. So you're not going to have oranges if you're not going to have rain. So you're going to have, rivers, you have springs. You take the water from the sea and you can sweeten them up. I just don't think that the rain is because it's a necessity for mankind to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to keep this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this is something that he wants mankind to pray for rain. We mentioned before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited from Adam HaRishon to pray for the rain to come down. Otherwise, rain would not have come down. Even though it was necessary for everything in Gadol to grow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to bring it down until Adam HaRishon is going to pray for that. The question is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for Adam HaRishon to pray for that. That he didn't wait for anything else for Adam HaRishon to pray for. Everything else was ready on creation besides that rain that's needed. And God did not want voluntarily to bring rain. He wanted the Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, to pray for me. This is Pasuk 86 Parsha.
But isn't everything that we do for the purpose of God's desire for the connection, so that we pray and know that everything comes from God?
True. True.
Even one.
True.
I mean the mana.
True.
Was the same thing.
Well, it's not exactly this way. No, it's not, but doesn't say in the Torah that he expected from us to pray in order for him to give it to us. That doesn't say in the Torah. Only place in the Torah that he was expecting us to pray in order for us to get something was when. So when creation was done and everything was finished, Adam HaRishon woke up and everything was ready to roll, one thing was missing for this creation to continue, and this was rain to fall on the fruits and the vegetables and the grass, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided not to give it and not to bring it down until Adam HaRishon is going to pray. And you don't find this kind of expectation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by any of the other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create in the first 6 days of creation. The Gemara says, Rabotai, that the secret of the rain, the secret, that comes from underneath Kisei HaKavod. Of course, we see the clouds. And of course, it makes sense. You see a cloud today. Of course, it makes sense. Now it's going to rain. I mean, that's what you see it on the radar. And, you know, this, the weatherman will tell you that they expect rain in the next few days. He says, how do you know? He says, see, you see the clouds are moving. And it makes sense when you see the clouds are moving. It's going to rain. But the Gemara says you should know the power of that cloud to bring you rain is not the cloud that's going to give you rain. That energy, if you may say, for the cloud to bring you rain comes from underneath Kisei HaKavod. What it means is, obviously, what it means is, this is the second day of creation. The second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make a rakia for the separation upstairs. Next to Kisei HaKavod, there is like a ceiling that separates water. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody is going to ask you what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on, is going to say a chair. And that chair is resting on water. Underneath that water, there is a separation like a ceiling. And underneath that ceiling, there is more water. And this separation HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on Monday, on the first Monday. This was the creation on Monday. It's called Rakia. It's a separation like a ceiling. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided and put a divider between two parts of the water upstairs. He himself is sitting on a chair, and that chair is on top of the water. The Gemara says that subject of the water is a very sensitive subject. And one of the Chachamim once was standing on the street and thinking. His name was Ben Zoma, one of the greatest we ever had. One of the people that tried to find all the secrets of creation. Arba'a nichnasu lapardes. Those four Chachamim ever tried to, as we say, to dig into the secrets of creation.
Did he walk on water?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe. Another Chachamim passed by and asked him, what are you doing now? He says, well, I am now, everyone can say, meditating. He says, are you meditating? And he says, what are you meditating on? He says, I am trying to figure out what's going on over there. The separation is called Rakia upstairs in Shamaim. How much is it? What's the size of it? And what's the difference between the upper water and the lower water? The Chacham told his Talmidim, this guy very soon is going to go to Gan Eden. He says, you can't and you're not allowed to dig into those secrets of creation. And the Gemara said that guy Ben Zoma died. Chachamim said that before he died, something else happened to him. So we see, it's just for us to know that secret of the sailing of Kisei HaKavod of the Chef HaKadosh Baruch Hu on water is not just something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. This is something that is a secret of creation. And the rain, says the Gemara, No, the rain does not come because you have clouds outside. The rain comes because the cloud gets its energy from underneath Kisei HaKavod, from that water that really are underneath the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is like something down in there, like you shoot from upstairs an arrow into the clouds downstairs, and the clouds downstairs will give you the rain.
But Rabbi, rain at the proper time,
right,
and the proper condition is positive.
Right.
What about the negative? What,
right,
and all of the other?
Right. Again, the negative part of the rain, if it means too much rain, that's this one. That the Gemara says, right, that the Gemara said that rain is always bracha, and the Gemara said even if you have too much rain, you should not tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop the rain. Rain will go away. The Gemara, no.
Even flooding.
Even flooding, yeah. Just, you know, you can make more money with the insurance company.
Only if you have insurance.
Only if you have insurance, right. But the Gemara says, I told you the story about Florida, I told you, no? I think two Jewish people went to Florida in the summer, in the winter time. They're both staying in the hotel for a few months. After a few months, one went to the other and asked him, excuse me, how do you have so much money to be here in the hotel for the whole winter time? He said, I tell you what, I had a factory and I had a fire. We went through it with the ice. I had a fire. So from the insurance money, I'm able really to stay the whole winter. They asked him, so how do you stay over here? He said, I had a flood. I said, oh yeah? How do you make a flood? So the Gemara says, the Gemara said that you should know rain is a bracha, and you cannot ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the rain. Because rain is a blessing. That's the story I mentioned before about Chon Yemei Agel. That Am Yisrael said, it's too much rain, please stop the rain, and Chon Yemei Agel said, you cannot ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop rain, because rain is bracha. And the rain in bracha, the concept of blessing from the rain, is not just, again, that's the whole secret of the rain, that's what Ari says. That rain gets the energy from that part upstairs. That part upstairs was created on Monday. Monday doesn't say Kitov in the Torah. Monday... Sorry? Monday.
Monday,
doesn't matter. That's why it says Kitov. Right. But why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want on Monday to do the job? And he did one thing. Monday he did the Arakia. Tuesday he only told the water downstairs to come into the ocean. But he did finish the Arakia. That ceiling he did finish on Monday. On Tuesday he did something else with the water. He said, now the water on universe should come and combine and get together in one spot. But that Rakia was done on Monday. It doesn't take it off. It says Monday, nothing was good on Monday. It is because you have to understand that concept of that ceiling upstairs, that water upstairs was holding down, upstairs is not a good idea. Rain will come down, says Dari, when you pray. You see, you have a power. He says, I tell you what your power is. It's on a very bad day, if you can say Monday, it's considered to be a bad day. It says that Monday contains all the water upstairs. By you praying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you like something that you can overcome that bad moment, or we can say that bad experience. It says rain is going to come down. It says from a cloud. It says true. It says how does this cloud will have rain? It says that cloud gets its water, its rain from upstairs. It says from where upstairs? From underneath Kisei HaKavod. It says underneath Kisei HaKavod there is a ceiling over there. There is a separation, it's called Rakia. It says that thing was created on Monday. From there you can't get nothing. It's like a cursed place. It's like a cursed moment. Monday is a bad entity, like we said yesterday. Monday is a bad entity. From Monday you get nothing. Only complain. Monday is a bad day. On Monday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can say, black the water upstairs. He blacked it. He says, now you need rain. He says, I'm going to have no rain. He says, if you want...
We said it was a different kind of water.
Oh, The same water.
The heavens?
The same water. Water is one concept. The concept was that Akadosh Baruch Hu first created water. The whole water was all over. And there was no earth to be seen. And Akadosh Baruch Hu took big part of that water and kept it upstairs. The rest of the water, Akadosh Baruch Hu told them to go, if we can say, to the drainage of the ocean. And Akadosh Baruch Hu squeezed, if we can say, all the water that filled up universe into a little hole inside earth. That's what the Gemara said, that David HaMelech dug the holes to the Beit HaMikdash, water started to come out, gushing to flood the universe. This is 15. And that water really was the water from creation that was squeezed, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu squeezed them inside the hole in the ocean. And all the water are being squeezed. And that's the secret of my lot of springs, that they come out. Because really, the water are being squeezed. And when you take out this cover, if you take the cover off, then the water will jump up. They're jumping up because they really go up before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu squeezed them inside. And that's the secret of a spring water. It try to come out. And it try to come out from the ground. It just is a plug. It closed the plug, and the water is staying downstairs. David HaMelech opened one plug, next to the Tamidash, and all the water started to come out. So the Gemara, all of a sudden, was a moment that David HaMelech thought the whole universe is going to be flooded, but completely erased universe. Because all the water are being squeezed downstairs.
What the name did he put there?
I'm sorry?
He put
Shem HaMefurash. He wrote. It wasn't in Shem HaMefurash, and then he had to rewrite it. Right. That's the Gemara said. So the Arif said you should know the secret of the rain is not just, you know, we pray for rain because rain is necessary. It's much higher than that. The concept of the rain is that you get the rain from Anis Kisya Kavod, from a spot that really cannot get anything from that spot. That spot, if we may say, is a very tough spot. It's called Monday spot. That Monday spot, it means it's closed. As if you need something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not ask on Monday. Because Monday is a bad day. And especially if you don't ask any water, because there's a separation upstairs. It doesn't say Kitov. It says that Kitov is good, was omitted from creation on Monday. Because Monday is not a good day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Adam HaRishon a message, says Dali. It's true, it's not good. But prayers have such power that you can get rain. He says, I'll tell you something. I will not bring rain. He says, rain, I cannot give you rain. Because rain is upstairs. It's locked upstairs. It's in a spot. That spot, it's cursed. There's a separation upstairs. It doesn't say Kitov on it. So you can have as many clouds as you want. Clouds do not contain any rain inside.
Why would God create a cursed location?
Okay. That lecture is supposed to say on the other side of the town. On the west side of Englewood. We are on the east now.
We didn't get to this point yet.
Right. Maybe I'll get to it another day. But that's what it says, it doesn't take it over. That's what it says, Shulchan Aruch, it says don't start any business transaction on Monday.
Or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday, right.
Did you say last night to see the difference between the good and the bad?
Right, right, the bad. Right. But now for the rain, for Mashiach Baruch Morida Gershem, says Dari. And that's really the whole secret. It's called Marcheshvan, the rain is coming down. It says, the rain, this is Bachag Nidonim Alamayim. It says, on Sukkot HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us for water.
The whole world.
The whole world, yeah. It says, the water is going to come not from the cloud. The cloud is just an instrument. The real water comes, energy of that water that comes down is from the rakia, from upstairs. And it's locked upstairs, you cannot get it. But prayers will do it, undo it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Dari, he waited for Adam HaRishon to come and stand up, and he sees everything doesn't grow, and he says, well, you have to water it. Okay, water it. So you want to take your hose and water it. But if you want really the whole universe to be watered, you must have rain. You must have rain, but you're not going to have rain. Because rain comes from the Monday. And Monday means it's a black adjusters. I says, wait, I'm going to show you something. Start praying. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to pray for this concept only, says the Ari. That Monday that Kadosh Baruch Hu created this lake upstairs, the water will not come down. That this is really the purpose of this rakia, to separate the water, not to let any water down. Now the water are not down. He says, now you need rain downstairs. He says, rain downstairs will come only if the energy will come from that spot. Just don't expect any energy to come from upstairs, because that upstairs is, if we may say, it's a cursed spot, if we may say. He says, praying will undo it. He says, this is really what we mention in Mashiach Baruch HaMorid HaGeshem. And we start to say Mashiach Baruch HaGeshem Om, the end, the last day of Chagas Sukkot, it's called Shmini Atzeret. Even though it's not the season to ask for rain, actually, says Ari, we're not asking, we're just mentioning rain. Mashiach Baruch Hu HaGeshem. Says Ari, what do you mean you're mentioning? What do you mean you're mentioning Mashiach Baruch Hu HaGeshem? What do you mean God is giving rain? Say God give it up. He says, no, you don't understand. Rain is the concept that after the Moadim, after the Chagim on Chodesh Tishrei, it says rain is going to come now because we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the concept of prayers is so great that you can break, says Ari, even something that's almost impossible to happen. So Mashiach Baruch Hu HaGeshem, says Ari, this is really something very simple that Chachamim decided to put in the Tefillah. It's not just because this is the rain season is coming. As I said before, the rain is all around most of the world. But Mashiach Baruch Hu HaGeshem, we start to say in the wintertime. So this is really what it means. The wintertime, the Arizal is called the 6 months of Meil. So this is, we may say, the good month. So we have six of good months, six of not so good. Sometimes not so good, says the Arizal. Okay, Ducha. Yeah. It says, on Chodesh Tishrei, you're going to start praying for rain. Because I'm praying for rain. You're praying for rain, says Arizal, it's not because you pray for rain. It's to show you how everyone wants you to pray. The concept of praying was made first on the universe for rain. So it's not because I need rain. Because I want to show you something. You will get rain, you'll get water from the spot. It's impossible to get water. From a spot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said that this water is going to be closed upstairs. That's what the Torah, Parashat Bereshit, will tell you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not bring rain on purpose. We'll wait for mankind to pray for rain in order for us to understand the power of prayer. That's what it means. That after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, a person might think, well, I don't know what the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided. It says, doesn't matter. Look, Monday, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided all the water upstairs. Adam Rosh Hashanah prayed, water came downstairs. So that's the way the Gemara in Masechet Tanit said, the concept that the Chachamim use to pray to Tanit in order to bring the rain. Says Ari, what does this mean? It means was the Gezerah should not rain, but the Tanit and the prayers will break the Gezerah. Says Ari, that's why Mashiach Baruch Hu HaGeshem is crucial. It's not just because we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power to bring us rain. This is a hint to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring rain. Well, it means that even though that you cannot bring rain downstairs, you can have spring water, you can have rivers, but to have rain, you must have rain, says the Gemara, from underneath Kisei HaKavod. Says the Gemara, that's really what it means. Like Tchiyat HaMetim. It is rain, it's like Tchiyat HaMetim. It says like reviving the dead one. It says that's the power of the rain. It's not just, you know, a rain came down. It says like rain is going to come down from a locked place, that cursed place, you cannot come. That's what it means. A dead one is going to rise. It's going to come a moment, and that one is going to rise, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, will revive him. It says your prayers can do the same thing. Your prayers can revive something that really is called dead one. And this is why Mashiach Baruch Hu HaGeshem is so powerful, that's the halacha, that you have to say it, you have to remember to say that. But Chachamim decided that this is not just me mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength bringing rain. This is much higher than it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us and expects us to pray for rain. And that's the only thing it says in the Gemara and says in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to pray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes when you pray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say in the Torah that you have to pray for him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Adam HaRishon to pray. He so-called, he squeezed Adam HaRishon. He pushed him to the corner. He wanted him to pray, but just for rain. Because praying for rain, it shows that you can do even something that's impossible into a possible. And the rain is the symbol what the power of tefillah is all about. And this is really what Chachamim said, that Chodesh Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan. That's the holiday itself. In this month, Mar Cheshvan is a holiday. But it's a holiday because the rain is coming. Like if you understand, says Zari, the rain is going to come because you pray. Don't take it for granted, says Zari, oh, rain is coming, rain is coming. No, 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 no. It's Mashiva Ruach, says Zari, when you have a Kavanah, when you pray, you say Mashiva Ruach Nageshem, that's the Kavanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not asking you for the rain. I'm praying that the rain is going to come through that Monday, through that separation. Therefore, it's called Mar Cheshvan, says Zari. I said, that's the month that was given to us. Zari says, son, it's really something very interesting. He said that Friday that Adam HaRishon was created was Chodesh Tishrei. Right? The first day of Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei is no rain. The rain comes only in Cheshvan. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon on Tishrei. And he wants him to pray. It's Rosh Hashanah, he wants him to pray for rain. Excuse me. On Rosh Hashanah, don't pray for rain. You pray for rain on Zion Cheshvan, Eretz Yisrael. A month later. So what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected Adam HaRishon to pray? It's not time for rain. Zari, that's what it means. It means prayers can undo this as well. You need the rain. Even on Chodesh Tishrei we have the rain. Even though our custom is to pray for rain on Chodesh Cheshvan, Adam HaRishon was created on Chodesh Tishrei a month before. It's not time for rain yet. It says, well, we need rain right now because the creation started. He says, too bad. Too bad. Rain doesn't start now. The season of rain starts Zayin Cheshvan. Starts after Sukkot, but doesn't start Aleph Tishrei. Us to understand. When you need it, you need it. So even though it's not time for rain, you can have rain. Gemara brings a lot of stories. That Chachamim needed water, and there were miracles, like the Ben Gurion, other ones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought rain not in the time of rain. If you pray for it. Again, this is the power of praying that can undo, that Rakia can undo that curse, that blocked water upstairs to bring them downstairs. Only by the prayers that we pray to finish.
So when it rains on Monday, that's a good thing.
If it rains on a Monday, if that rain comes because of the prayers, it's a very good thing. It's excellent. It's excellent. Right.
But Robert, you said when we have clouds, the prayer doesn't go up to the Shabbat.
Right.
So how does it connect to the rain?
No, nothing to do with that. You don't, it means it's a regular, when you don't pray for rain. It means the cloud itself is not a good sign.
Yeah.
That's what it means. A cloud itself, a very cloudy, thick day, is not a good sign for you, for the prayers to
when
penetrate.
We, when we pray here in the States of the
Lord,
what are we praying for? Are we praying rain for ourselves here? Are we praying for rain?
Usually that's what it means, because otherwise we'll be able to start to pray for rain next Saturday night, and we don't. If we would have prayed for the whole world, it means we pray for Israel as well. So we should have prayed already for rain next Saturday night to save a 10 talum atar v'cha, but we don't.
So what do we do?
We do for us, for that part of the rain, we pray for ourselves.
That's
why? It's a good question. It's a very good question.
So the next question is why, where there is prayer, obviously for rain, does water not rain for 2, 3, 4 years?
Even they were praying.
Right.
Sometimes the prayers don't penetrate. Like anything else,
how
when you pray.
How do you determine whose prayer is being answered? Those individuals that are praying?
But the Gemara is full of those stories that the Chachamim tried, big Chachamim tried to pray and bring the rain, they couldn't. Until one person came and he did something and the rain came down. The Gemara full of stories, the Masechet Ta'anit, of giants, Tanaim, big Chachamim, that were standing in front of the Teva and praying and screaming, rain, rain, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to them.
Right.
We don't know this answer. Right, that's what the Gemara said. Right. They have to have a special zuchut, even though that majority of the people don't have this zuchut of rain, that one person can have this zuchut to bring the rain downstairs. And that's nothing to do with how high and great he is. It can be a simple person, the Gemara.
So what we're saying is it's hit and miss.
I'm sorry?
God knows obviously who it is that
right.
needs to pray.
Right.
But as far as we're concerned, it's hit and miss.
Right. Right.
There's no way to
No way. The Gemara in Masechet Ayin tell you you can't, you don't know these things. It doesn't connect to the mikveh. No, mikveh has nothing to do with that particular power. But mikveh doesn't have to have a mikveh because of the rainwater. It can be from underneath.
Right. It's better, you said.
That's the highest level, right? The Mishnah says. I says the Gemara says the Kavu mitave b'fazan. Over here it doesn't say that the Kavu likes it. Over here it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have given rain unless Adam HaRishon would have prayed. He pushed into the corner that you must pray for rain. Not that he wanted him to pray, you know, because he loves that he's praying. He's not going to get it. And the question is why? Why he pushed him to the corner and said, you must pray for rain. Why he doesn't want to just bring rain like he put the sun in the sky. The answer was because the rain comes from that rakia, from that cursed Monday. And people who wanted to say, to tell us, you can have from that spot the rain. How about you got to pray? So prayer is a tremendous power to break the world, to break decision, to break even the concept of the first Monday. That's what Kavu wanted to teach the Zari Adam HaRishon. The Adam HaRishon himself, if would have prayed, as Zari said, HaRishon would have prayed well in Gan Eden, right after it from Mitzvah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was forgiven him. But let him stay in Gan Eden. This was like a message, says Zari. Chazak Baruch!
Rabbi, the water that was separated at the beginning is where we get the rain.
The power, right. The Gemara says, the Mishnah. The Gemara in Masechet Tanit says.
The water that exists today is all of the water that existed at the creation.
Right.
There's no more, there's no less.
Well, the Gemara says, definitely not less. The Gemara says, the water has intensity, is it? Intensity?
Intensity.
Oh, intensity. Intensity. To multiply itself. The Gemara said, Nahar Perat Shimimav Parim Veravim. The Gemara said, one of the rivers that came from Gan Eden, his name is Prat. Prat is from Lashon Prurvu. The Gemara can multiply himself. The water produces itself to have more and more water.
It produces more water.
Right. It means like mankind. Like mankind. The Gemara says like mankind. As person multiply, poor wood.
Neshama is the same amount as the neshama
right.
that was created.
But neshama, the water have no neshama. That's the only creation on universe has no neshama.
Is water.
Is water, fire, and wind.
Those
three? Yeah. Do not have a neshama. Yeah.
Fire. Fire, water,
and wind. Fire. All the afar is neshamot. See, it's sort of a neshamot. Because it's a neshamot. Because it's a neshamot. You got that.
Is there a reason? Obviously, there's a reason.
Well, Ari says that water resembled certain things. Fire resembled certain things, and ruach, wind resembled certain things. And those things that they resembled, it's impossible, says Ari, to have a lower level. A lower level means, for example, earth was made from neshamot. Every grain, every part of earth, the ground, was in neshama before. diamonds, everything that's inside the universe, iron, copper, all the 101, 103 things that the world was made from.
The elements.
All the elements, right. The all neshamot. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into those little things. But water and fire and wind, this is, those are the things that resembled very high spiritual things. And there's no neshamot in them. There's no neshamot in the fire. When you look at the fire, it doesn't contain neshamot. You have the wind blowing, the hurricane, it's not neshamot. But you see earth, every piece from earth is neshamot.
So water in general doesn't have it. Not the rain. It's the water.
Not, water doesn't have, I mean the rain doesn't have, water doesn't have, fire doesn't have, and wind doesn't have.
Does fire and or wind multiply? I don't know. If you sugar, example, sugar has neshamot, right?
Sure.
So you take sugar, you put in water, you dissolve.
Right.
Now, those neshamot during the water.
Right. They dissolve it, of course. Right. So but when you drink it, when you drink the neshamot, right?
So the salty water,
right.
Salty water.
No, salt is not neshamot. No.
Salt, salt also not neshamot.
No, no.
So the water itself doesn't have a neshamot. The water is the sugar,
right.
The soluble sugar,
right.
That's dissolved,
right.
Is carrying the neshamot.
Right.
So not the water, the particles of water is still H2O, it's still
right.
Water.
Right.
No matter how much
you can
separate the sugar from
yeah.
The water.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what it means, yeah. It means not, it's not in it.
It's not a...
We think it's mixed, but it's not really in it.
But then that's why we can use salt for
Shabbat.
Because
they
can't grab
on.
So
use salt
for
Shabbat
because it's
unique.
They're
afraid
of salt.
Right. Why the afraid of salt? Salt is... Salt is the salt. היום יש מלח באדמה גם, אבל המלח עצמו זה לא... זה הסוד של מלח בבית המקדש גם.
אבל היום כבר מלח. אבל זה לא נשמות. I have to ask. I can't come up with answers. I've been like that all my life.
I've been like that all my life.